Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Thank you. almost fun.
Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. It's been a tough year, 2020, right? But with God's help, we've made it. Today is the last Sunday of the year. And can we give us some good pats on our shoulders? Hey, Jinu, you did a good job. So turn to your neighbor, and then you pat their shoulders. Hey, you did a good job. You did a good job. If you're alone, please, like me, what I have done, call your name and say, hey, you did a good job. I believe God giving the best to pass on our shoulders. Hey, my children, you've done a good job. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ. Give thanks to the Lord with our hearts. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Dear God, we thank you for the good news of this season. Love came down at Christmas in the form of the baby Jesus. With all creation, we rejoiced in your gift to us of love, and we prayed that we have the wisdom to share that love with all whom we meet. Help us to wish the best for those we find it difficult to love and understand. Teach us that your love is the way of peace and joy, even for those who seem to deny it. As we are all gathered together in your loving embrace, we remember your gift of your Son to us, and we return our love to you. Amen.
Hey, friends. How you doing this morning? I'm PJ. Who said the pajamas? I'm Pastor Jinu. And you've been with your parents, all day long, most of the time in these days. Have been trying to be a good boy and good girl? Yeah? And why you have been trying to be a good boy and good girl? Because you don't want to get punished? That's why? Or because you wanted to make your parents happy? Have you done something you shouldn't be doing? What have you done? While you're hiding it, what did you feel? Comfortable or anxious? Happy or guilty? Yeah, surely you're nervous, you're anxious, you're guilty. Well, let me show you something. I have a cup of water here. It's a drink of water. But let me put ink here. I have ink here. One day I lied . You see that? And I heard someone. I teased my younger sister and made her cry. And I knew what God wanted me to do because I learned something from the Sunday school. By the way, thank you, Sunday school teachers. So what happened to this water? It's all stained, right? Now you can drink it? No. Who wants to drink it? I don't think anyone wants to drink this stained water. So when you see these stains, what you need to do? What God wants you to do? You just to live with it? You know what? There's nothing God cannot forgive. And God has the power to change you. When you hurt someone, you want to ask God to give you courage to go to that person and apologize it. And you ask God for forgiveness too. And then you do all your best not to do it again. And when you do something God doesn't like, then you want to ask God for forgiveness. So you ask God, Lord, this is what I have done. So Lord, forgive me. And we call it God's grace, a free gift. But God forgive. And that we are changed. But God keeps loving us. There is a book in New Testament, the title is Romans, and it says, nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for all of us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And God keeps loving us. God keeps pouring God's grace for us. And do you see the change of the color? Where did the stain go? Right? God never gives up on you. Wow. Look. Now you think you can drink this water? Yeah, I can. God never, ever get angry at you. When you do something wrong, yes, God feels pain. God's heart is aching, but God still loves you. Then there's nothing you can do about it. And God tells you, you are my precious child. I want you to be well. So my friends, this morning, you want to say prayer to God, Lord, this is what I have done. but I want to be changed by you. So give me courage to go to that person and say, I'm sorry with all my heart. Then I may enjoy the beautiful relationship with the person again. And also you ask God, Lord, forgive me. God, forgive me. And you're good. God tells you, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And all our friends can say, amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, good morning. We are so grateful for the good news that you love us no matter what. And we are so happy that you have power to change us. Yes, Lord, we want to be changed. Be more like Jesus, more and more. So help us out. We love you, Lord. And so thank you so much for your love for us. Your tremendous and your unchangeable love for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Scripture reading this morning is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. Amen.
Today is the last Sunday of the year, and we are about to begin a new journey in the year 2021. Do you expect that God will make wonderful changes in your life in the year 2021? What changes do you expect to see? Do you want your spouse to change? Do you wish you could change your children? Do you hope to see your life condition changes? God, who is a steadfast love for you, wants you to take your part in 2021 for God's life transforming ministry for you? There are a gentleman and a lady living next door. And a lady blamed her neighbor for his laziness all the time. Whenever she looked at the one of his windows facing her house, it was never clean. So one day, her nephew came over to help her and help her clean her house. And after cleaning her windows, she felt ashamed. You can guess, right? Because it was her window, not his one. Her window looked dirty because she looked it through her. His window looked dirty because she looked it through her unclean window. Does this story speak anything about you? Are you willing to be changed by God? If you want to experience God to make wonderful changes in your life in 2021, you may want to begin the new year with this prayer. Are you familiar with the Serenity Prayer? I guess many of you are familiar with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me. Can you say after me? God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me. You want to be changed by God in the new year. Why? Because the new year will require a new you. As you think about the new year, you'll face a lot of new challenges. You will deal with the new problems, and you need new attitudes in facing new challenges. So this morning, she just tells us, you don't want to sew a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If you do, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And you do not pour new wine into old wineskin. If you do, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, you pour new wine into new wineskins. And all the wineskin becomes rigid and tough and unbending and inflexible. If not all, most of us are like that. We stay in our old ways, old habits, and old ways of thinking. And when a new experience comes into our lives, we easily get shaky. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Since the pandemic began, we've had to face a new normal each and every day. I had never heard this word, the new normal, before. But we've had to face the new normal each and every day. For example, look, the virtual worship service was an option in the past, but it is a must today. If we decide to stay the same, we must have put ourselves in a great life-threatening dangers. If we had been inflexible like an old garment and an old wineskin, we must have had a terribly hard time adjusting on new situations. It's not easy. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's a must. This is why Jesus wants you to be a new you, to receive new wonderful changes that Jesus pours into your life. You don't want to put new wine in new old wine, in old wineskins. So you want to make some changes in your attitudes for the new problems that the new year may bring into life. How many times have you ever caught yourself saying, but I've never done it that way before? Or it has been done that way all the time. That's an old garment. That's an old wineskin. Actually, I was ready to hear those two as I was joining our new family of faith. St. Matthews has never done it that way, Pastor. It has been done that way all the time. But somebody said, thinking patterns are kind of like diapers. When the time comes, they have to be changed, or the situation starts stinking. Do you agree? I do. Thinking patterns are kind of like diapers. When the time comes, they have to be changed, or the situation starts stinking. In dealing with the new challenges and problems, I have to get out of my old mindset. When I insist to be a thickhead, God tells me to change. Jinu, you cannot solve your today's problem with yesterday's tools. Likewise, you cannot deal with tomorrow's challenges with today's tools either. How about you? What old attitudes and old values and old prejudices are you holding on to? Your mindset is like an old garment or old wineskin, and you feel that you are stuck in your problems. God tells you that you need to ask them in a new way. You need to approach it from a new angle. You need to try it from a new point of view. I've often heard people saying, when God closes one door, God opens another door. Have you been in a situation that you need to remember that phrase? If you have, you know what I'm talking about. Let me ask you a question. Only children answer this question, okay? Children, are you ready? If you know the answer, say it aloud. Got it? Good. Imagine that you are in a room with the multiple doors. Well, unfortunately, you found the door you most frequently use is locked. What do you need to do? Try another door, right? That can be that simple. But many times we don't do that. When you are in a room with multiple doors and the door you have most often used is locked, you need to stop keeping staring at the locked door and start trying other doors. Actually, this is what happened. You know, one of the churches I served in the past, and I was appointed this new church, and I wasn't familiar with the building yet. And there was a chapel in the door. You could go into the chapel from outside, but also through the sanctuary too. So every single morning, I was praying there. In the Sunday morning, I was preparing myself for worship. And it's about the time for worship. So I tried to open the door, but it wasn't locked. Interestingly, the doorknob, the lock, you could have locked the door from the sanctuary, not from the chapel. So basically, I was locked in. 2 minutes left. Then I started sweating. 1 minute. Help! Help! I'm locked! Help! Help! Nobody heard me. But guess what? There was another door. There's the other door that I could go outside through that door. But I couldn't see that door when I was stuck with that door toward the sanctuary. I believe in many life circumstances like that. But if you are not willing to be changed by God, I may get stuck in my problems. And I need a new attitude to deal with new problems. Then how can I develop new attitudes? Reverend Rick Warren said, your life is largely made up of habits. Most of everything you do is habitual. The way you get up in the morning, the way you shower, the way you eat, even the types of food you eat are pretty much habitual. The way you dress, the way you go to work, life is made up largely of habits. If you are going to change, you are going to have change some habits. Successful people are basically the sum total of good habits. They have developed the habits that nobody else is willing to. Do you agree? What old habits do you need to drop in 2021? And what new habits do you need to develop in 2021? I don't know your answer to these questions, but I know that God wants me to drop old garments, old wineskins, and old habits to face new challenges, deal with them in 2021. Even once you find what habits you need and once drop and develop a new ones, it's not easy. It's easier than done. Yes, it is not easy if you try to do it on your own. But you have God. You have God whose best interest is your well-being. You have God who is able and willing to enable you and empower you to do it. With God's help, you can do it. You can drop all the habits and develop new ones so that you can be a new wineskin. With God's help, you can receive wonderful changes from God in 2021. No matter what your today looks like, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Even when you feel that your story has been over, God tells you, no, my story for you is not over yet. It has not been over yet. You will have another chapter. When I went to a workshop, I saw a person with this big button saying, please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. I believe there is a truth in it. Please turn to your neighbor and tell them, please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. I've been with you for about 6 months. Do you already have some problems with your pastor? Did you find him? No wonder. Yes, he has some weaknesses. Yes, I do. But please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. You may want to have a sign button on you. Under construction. God is working in your life. God is working in my life, and God is working in our lives. God is developing you. The best is not yet come. Best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. As you are about to begin a new journey in 2021, what changes do you expect? What changes do you expect to see? God wants to do something wonderful in each of your life this new year. But God will not put new wine into old wineskins. God will not put new wonderful changes into old you. The new year will have new challenges, and you need new attitudes to deal with them. To have new attitudes, you need to drop old habits and develop new ones. What are they? So I strongly invite you to think about these two questions with the prayers this week. What old habits do I need to drop? And what habits do I need to develop in 2021? As you make your New Year's resolution, do you include a plan to let God help you to change you? And are you willing to be changed by God? Next Sunday, we are going to talk about them. We're going to talk about what new habits God may want you to do to develop more intimate relationship with God. Coming soon. Stay tuned. God bless you all. And healthy New Year to every single one of you. I love you. Please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with grateful hearts. Amen.
Amen.
It's time to pray together. When I share each prayer, you may respond, "This is our prayer," after I say, "This is my prayer." Bessie Comstock, I pray in gratitude for our St. Matthew's congregation and thankful that we can worship together. This is my prayer. Dot Worst, I ask prayers for my grandson Nate, who is recovering from mono and is struggling with the fatigue. This is my prayer. Judith Ann Kim, continued prayers for Harriet. Her tragedy came out this week. She still has a long way to go for recovery, but another positive sign. This is my prayer. Marie Mekaset, prayer for Daph's brother-in-law, John Lorio, who is seriously ill with COVID. This is my prayer. Susan Zuckerman, please pray for Beth Garnes Holmes, who fell and broke her wrist. She's having surgery this week. Fortunately, her doctor says playing the piano will be good therapy. Please give our sister Susan and Beth in our prayers. For those who don't know her, my predecessor, Steve Garnes Holmes, and his wife, Beth Garnes Holmes. She was a pastor here too. So please keep that in your prayers. This is my prayer. Let us take a moment of silence to pray together. Pray for this prayer request. Also pray for one another. And anyone who comes into your mind and heart this morning, let us pray for them. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And I have a joy to share with you. Thank you very much for all your prayers and cards and emails and texts. Last Sunday I shared with you that I was exposed to, our son who tested for positive for COVID. But this past week, three of us, we took the test and then all we tested negative. But with a consultation with some people, then I decide to stay quarantined, finish my 10-day quarantines. So that's why I'm worshiping with you from home. But thank you very much for all your prayers and thank God. Thank you very much. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. Announcement. Yeah, thank you very much for all the worship leaders this morning. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And thank you for joining us, the worship got together this morning. If it's your first time visit, or it's been for a while since you worshiped with us before, so please send me email, pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can find my email address on this YouTube page and also on our church website. So please send me an email, so we'd like to get connected to you and to take the journey together. And also you can join us. Please join us. A virtual coffee hour after this service. You can find the Zoom link again on this YouTube page or on the church website too. Thinking back, this past 6 months has been very challenging. And yet I cannot thank you all enough. You know, your support, your prayers. And I'd like to express my thanks to our leaders, and I'd like to recognize them. I really love the passion and energy these leaders have put in our ministries. So can we give them a big hand this morning? In spite of these challenges from pandemic, you know, we have been able to be God's church in many ways. And these leaders have been right there to make them all ministries possible. So I really appreciate all your ministries. Thank you very much. My siblings in Christ, go in peace. Go with assurance. God is holding you up with God's mighty hands. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know God is the one who holds us with God's loving hands, God's comforting hands, God's healing hands, and God's mighty hands. Now go in peace. Amen. Amen. Let us bless each other through the blessing song together.